This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Kyle Casey inbounds the ball to McNally, and that's it. Harvard wins a share of the Ivy League championship.
The final moments from Harvard's March 3rd basketball victory against Cornell.
And Harvard's future was in the hands of two other Ivy League teams, that is, until last night.
That's when Penn beat Princeton, sending Harvard back to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1946. How about that, as Mel Allen used to say.
Joining us now for more is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, as he does most Wednesdays. Hey there, Bill.
You remember Mel Allen?
I just remember that. How about that?
I used to watch him back in the old Yankee broadcaster. Anyway, it's nice to be back.
It's great to have you. So last time Harvard went to the NCAA, I believe people were still tuning their radios using crystals.
Yeah, and Mel Allen was announcing for the Yankees as well.
You surprised?
No, I'm not surprised at all. They're a very good team. I saw them play in Providence last month. They have been hot since the beginning of the season. Only thing that ever surprised me is they lost any games in the Ivy League. They were real good this year.
So is this the effect of Lin's sanity working its way backwards to Jeremy Lin's alma mater?
Well, they were good before Jeremy Lin got his opportunity to star for the Knicks. I think it's a, sort of a tribute to that team that they didn't let Lin's sanity distract them from the business at hand, which was winning basketball games in the Ivy League.
Bill, a few years ago, the Ivy League investigated Harvard's recruiting practices. Harvard and coach Tommy Amaker were cleared. But do you think there are any lingering doubts about how this powerhouse team was put together?
I think there are probably some lingering doubts in New Haven, Princeton, Providence, Ithaca, because the team is really good. Tommy Amaker had coached at Division I schools outside the Ivy League before, and I think he brought the kind of determination, intensity, and energy to recruiting when he got to Harvard that he had been able to employ elsewhere. And this probably led some people to have some doubts, the New York Times, among others. But he was cleared. Harvard hasn't exactly dropped their admission standards and said, we don't care what your SAT scores are if you're 6'11". That's not the case. So, onward we go.
Onward we go. Let's move down the river a bit. MIT men's basketball is also doing well this season, right?
Absolutely. They're in the Sweet 16. And if they keep winning, I think they get into the final two squared.
Their chances of winning are
3.14. Have I got that right? Somebody at MIT will have to call and make sure I've got that right. That's the extent of my mathematical ability.
So speaking of MIT, Only a Games, Karen Given, spent time with the team, and we'll have a story about that later this week on WBUR. She spoke with senior captain Daniel McHugh about balancing coursework and basketball practice. Let's listen.
Just this weekend on the road, you'd find us all on the bus helping out the freshmen with problem sets, trying to walk them through it. We had a bunch of guys on the team who were taking tests at 7 a.m. that were proctored by coach before we'd go to our 9 a.m. shoot around. Definitely a challenge, but it's one that we welcome with open arms.
Bill, I can see how theoretical physics would actually help in basketball.
You don't have time to calculate the arc of the shot. You just shoot.
So they're playing against the College of Staten Island on Friday. What happens if MIT wins?
As I said, they move on to the final two squared. No, they have to win twice to do that. But it's a great story. It's a fun story. And it reminds us, I think, that in this day when everybody snickers when they hear the team student-athlete, there are places where you can be a student and you can be an athlete.
Bill, speaking of comebacks, maybe new beginnings, I want to talk to you about Red Sox manager Bobby Valentine. Today on Morning Edition, the great Frank DeFord gave the Red Sox credit for hiring him. DeFord calls Valentine one of those feisty wise guys of baseball who can provide some antic charm and irritation in the way a lot of the great old managers did. So here's what he said. Let's listen for a moment.
So spring training has hardly started, but here we have Valentine already having fun in English, teasing, prodding, and especially nettling the pompous Yankees, stirring up the best rivalry in the sport. My goodness gracious. Bobby V even dared criticize the sainted Derek Jeter. So welcome back to baseball and byplay, Valentine San. If your team wins, fine. But it's enough to just keep talking a good game. Lord, do we need more of that in sport today?
So, Bill, what do you think?
Does Bobby Valentine bring that feistiness to the Red Sox?
I think he brings energy to it. We've seen him in the paper. He goes, you know, he's in the hospitals and he's in the social clubs and all the rest of it. I think he's an energetic guy and a fellow with a big personality. And, you know, hey, it can't hurt. Now we'll see what happens when the games start.
Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs on WBO every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. You can also catch him here on Wednesdays at Radio Boston. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Meghna.